I can't do it.
What's up, everybody? Hey, it's Mike Bird, and I am here with another episode of Take Care of Yourself. You know, on today's episode, I have invited a friend in. Who knows what we're going to talk about? Well, I think we're going to talk about some single stuff. Not really sure. We'll just see what happens. But, you know, I've got in the Naughty Donkey Studios, Miss Jennifer Moore. What's up, Jenny?
Naughty Donkey.
Naughty nice. Donkey. You know, nice. Yeah. You are subscribed now to the Naughty Donkey Studios YouTube page. And if you are just listening to the podcast, please go to Naughty Donkey Studios on YouTube and subscribe. Trying to hit that 500 mark. We're almost there. But hey, what's up, Jen? How you doing?
I'm doing. Checking out all your cool-ass curtains.
Yeah, well, my curtains are red, black, and there's a blue one. Yeah, they're pretty non-colorful. But... So this is your first time ever doing something like this, huh?
It is, and it's nerve-wracking.
You are. What's so nerve-wracking about it?
Being put on the spot.
I need to know all the things. Like, what kind of spot?
I mean, looking at your, you know, fuzzy, furry mic over there.
Fuzzy, furry mic. Yeah. Well, here on Take Care of Yourself, we like to talk about the dating world. And why dating is so tough now, especially for people in their 40s, late 30s and 40s and up. So I want to get your take, you know. You've been single for a while now, right?
Well, for a while. Don't call me out. I can kind of pretend I'm still in my early 30s.
No, you are what you are. I wear my age like a gold badge on my sleeve. I'm proud of it. Yeah. So, you also run a Facebook group. Yours is primarily for social meetups, right? It's not a singles group.
Yes. It's for socials.
Do you find that in that group, a lot of people are, like, using it for a singles group?
I think primarily anything on Facebook now for that age group, for 30s and 40s, is looking for companionship a lot of time. So I think primarily any group is going to be for that. So yeah. Absolutely.
Can you scoot up to your microphone just a little bit? Or you can pull the microphone closer to you.
Yeah, mine's not fuzzy and cool.
Yeah, no, you can't have a fuzzy and cool one. Sorry. No, that's actually a better mic. I had to, like, specially order my fuzzy thing right here.
You have to caress it.
Yeah, it's like a little pet. It's like a cat. Oh, no, but I hate cats.
Oh, you love cats. No. Put little googly eyes on there and ears.
You like cats?
Yeah, my cat's name is Sir Reginald Fuzzums III, so I like cats.
That's way too much.
It's not too much.
That is way too much.
When the vet calls me, they gotta say the whole thing.
Sir Reginald the Fuzzums the what?
Sir Reginald Fuzzums the Third.
Sir Reginald Fuzzums the Third.
Yep.
All right. We'll just move right on. All right. So why do you think dating is so tough in this area?
In Raleigh or in our age group?
Nah, let's just say in Raleigh.
I think it's a big city with a small circle. So I think you tend to run into the same people, whether you're on Facebook or in an app or whatever. It's the same people over and over and over again.
The same. Yeah, it is. And what's crazy is I've seen people on Tinder back from 2015, and I've seen the same people in 2022, 2023, you know, still floating around being single, you know. But people take breaks, you know. Like, I was into relationships, and, you know, I take like a 3-year break from the online dating, and now I'm back on it. But
doesn't that make it sad, though, that you see the same people, but their pictures haven't changed? That they're the same people from 2015 with the same pictures on there?
I mean, some people just can't give up their youth. You know?
I'm holding on.
Yeah. So, like, online dating, you can't escape it. You know, everybody does it. So you got some people just like, they are hardcore, will not do it. But for the most part, probably 80% of singles use online dating, maybe higher than that. What are some pros and cons of online dating? I've actually got some right here. I'll put a right here on the computer so you can see them.
So right online, you can be whoever you want, right? You're not going to post the worst picture of you. I look like freaking Rod Stewart. Wake up. My hair is a fucking poof mess.
The rhythm of my heart is beating like a drum.
But I'm not going to post that. So you get to post your perfect persona and all your beautiful pictures and then find that other person. But then the other person you're finding, that's the perfect person too. And who you meet is not typically that person.
Hmm. So you're talking like a catfish type thing.
Maybe not a catfish, but none of us are our best selves all the time. So I think online dating doesn't really give you a realistic view of who you're going to meet. So it kind of ruins it. Maybe I think I've heard worse stories from men's point of view than me personally from my point of view. From men's point of view, I've heard it's been really bad how the camera's positioned a certain way. It only shows A, B, and C or whatever. But I think no matter what, it's kind of a shit show.
It's like the upshot. The upshot. Yeah. That makes you look thinner, right?
Yeah. You got to have it from the duck face and the angle, and then you got to do all the things.
I don't understand the duck face. Like, what's up with that? What does that do?
Cheekbones.
Cheekbone?
Cheekbones. All the cheekbones.
That's a thing?
It's a thing.
Really? The cheekbones, okay.
And the Snapchat filters, we've got to have bunny ears and sparkles and all the things.
So if you're using those Snapchat filters for your dating profile pics, you better have sparkles and bunnies and everything when I see you in person. Because don't be showing up looking like a bag of empty. What was I going to say? Oh, my God.
A dumpster fire?
Not like a dumpster fire. I was going to say something a little more wittier, but my mind just blew up. Okay. What the fuck? I was going to say like a trash bag. Never mind. Jeez. I'm going to edit this out.
Trash bag full of the dumpster fire.
Anyway, so we've got like some pros and cons of online dating. So access, all right? So online dating provided individuals with access to many more potential partners. Okay, that is true because there's a lot of people that you meet online that you won't meet in your everyday, you know, routine.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to meet Bob in Virginia that loves fishing and shooting shit.
You have met Bob in Virginia?
I have not met Bob in Virginia, but I see him at least 5 times a day on the apps. So.
Yeah?
Yep, same Bob.
So, a con of this, the choices of partners can become confusing and overwhelming. Without a clear plan, online daters can get stuck endlessly shopping for the perfect partner. That's true. Right? That's, you know, we've talked about this before on other episodes. You like someone, you talk to them, but when you've got downtime with that person, you're swiping and you're talking to other people. Like, I'm sure you're talking to more than one person right now.
I am not.
No?
I am not.
Oh.
But my life isn't that exciting. But when I want to, yes, the immediate gratification of this person looks better, or this person's closer, or this person has a better body, and then you have, you know, 6 people on the back burner. And I think a huge problem is that nobody gives their entire selves to relationship. They give like, you're going to give 80% Jen, and then 20% Jen is dedicated to maintain these back burner relationships unless you reject me and then I have a backup. And I think people always want a backup now. People don't want to be rejected. They have backups.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what's not fair is like, what if the person you're talking to could be the one, but you're just not giving him or her the ample amount of attention because you're constantly talking to other people.
That's 100% what it is, but I don't think most people are not secure enough to say, okay, I'm going to be 100% on this person. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be 100% here because, and if that person says no, you've got nothing back. And it's so easy now to have backups.
No, it's a world of the next best thing. All right, what we got? Number 2, we got matching. Many online dating sites offer various types of personality testing and matching. Such matching can help guide individuals toward dating partners who may be more compatible. So, yeah, I guess you fill out all these questionnaires, and the worst one is eHarmony. I did that a while back, and it's like taking a test. I will never do that again. If they ask too many questions, I'm out. I'm not doing it.
But are they all the same? Like, I like hiking, and I like yoga, and then this person has a picture with the fish and the dog and the deer. Don't you kind of see the same?
Not the fish and deer pic. No.
Fish, dog, deer. Fish, dog, or deer?
You know what? I respect a woman that takes a deer picture.
No, the guys with the fish.
I know, but women do it too. I've seen women with deer pictures. I follow this girl. Her name is Deer Mom or something on Instagram. She is beautiful, but she's married. But she's always posting pictures of her and her dead deer.
I'm her like, wow. Dead
deer? Dead deer, yeah. So she slaughters them.
Up ahead?
She is.
Antlers, the whole deal?
Yeah, the whole thing. She's like, boom. Killing stuff, man. Cons. Matching is a difficult process, and testing may not be accurate for everyone. In addition, people may present differently in person or change over time. So matching may overlook potential good partners in the process. That's true, yeah. I think, like, I present better in person than I do online. I think that's a big part of, you know, why I don't get a lot of matches online.
No.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
What?
Not a lot of matches.
Not a lot. Not a lot. Not a lot. Not like you. You probably, everybody you swipe right, you probably match with.
I had so many messages that I've gotten off the dating apps because it was just.
Just, like, what does that mean? Like, just all likes. So what do you go through all of them? Do you respond to all their hays and how are you doing? And
I actually do. So I think it's really rude if somebody takes even 5 seconds to make an effort and contact me, as long as it's an actual message and not just hey girl, an emoticon. I'll respond just out of respect, because I've been the person that's been rejected, and I think that's rude. It takes a second of my time. But if it's just an emoticon or if it's just a copy and paste, then I don't.
Yeah.
I don't bother.
Yeah, same here. I don't have that problem. So it's all good. Communication. Online dating offers a number of ways to get to know a potential date before meeting in person. Okay, yeah, such computer-mediated communication allows for safe and convenient interaction without much risk or time commitment. It also leads to people being more brave behind a keyboard and doing disgusting and despicable things like sending dick pictures and all that other stuff, right? But that's probably a con. Let's see. Communication through computers is lacking some of the information provided in face-to-face interaction. As a result, it is harder to evaluate a potential match online. Also, some of the cues and features that build attraction, like touching, cannot be accomplished through a computer. No shit, Sherlock. If Elon Musk can figure out a way to let people touch each other through computers, my God, I would never leave this chair right here.
I don't think you can figure out anything without having to be around somebody. I don't think you can. I don't think you can pen pal somebody and be like, oh, that's the love of my life, just by his text. I love it. That's BS.
Yeah, I'm the same way, man. It's like you think you're interested in somebody after texting for a day, maybe doing a FaceTime or two, and you're like, oh my God, I found my match. This is perfect. And then time goes by, you don't meet them, and then you just lose that.
And you go to the next pizzazz. Best thing, right?
Next who's thing. Up? Next yeah. Number is like going to the DMV. So that was it, huh? Conclusion. Overall, it's important to remember that online dating is best used as a resource to meet individuals for eventful face-to-face dating. Keeping that goal in mind will prevent you from getting stuck in the drawbacks and limitations of dating online. Well, I thought that this Psychology Today website would have a little bit more than this. It actually was pretty shitty. What else have we got here? You know, you did mention something to me earlier about a post you made in your group. You want to tell everybody what your post was about?
So, my post, which apparently people are going nuts over, which is kind of appropriate.
No pun intended, right?
Pun totally intended. Does size matter for women? And I think the post was kind of put in jest and kind of not, but people have way varied opinions on this subject, which I find very interesting. And I'll have to agree with what another girl put. I think it does. I think it does. I think it does. Hands down, I just think it does.
Okay, well, I found some interesting reading here from the New York Post.
With the banana?
The New York Post, yes, there's like a giant banana up here, all right. And findings that will no doubt make well-endowed millennials rejoice. Why are they...
Why are they always millennials?
Why is it millennials? I mean, what about, like, boomers or
Does it shrink as you get older? Does it wrinkle and sag?
I don't know. I guess it depends. If you gain weight, if you get fat, I guess it does shrink. Who knows? But it says 8 inches is the optimal penis size when it comes to making women orgasm, according to a survey by dating site Big One. 8 inches. That's, I don't know what the average size. I think the average size.
Most men are secretly crying right now at home.
Yeah, they're listening to this. They're all going, bullshit, bullshit. I think the average penis size is like 5 inches. So that means that like over half the men in the country aren't pleasing their women, according to New York Post.
Nope.
8 inches. Okay. The same survey showed that climax-inducing capabilities drop off dramatically in anything bigger than 9 inches. So that 1 inch makes a difference.
I like how it says the large penis dating site, though.
The large... Where you see that?
It's going down. So apparently there's a dating site. So we all need to share this dating site. Where is this large penis dating site?
The self-proclaimed large penis dating site.
Yeah.
It surveyed 4,761 women across the entire network, spanning general, casual dating, and other niches. They asked the survey participants about the last time they had sex, how big their partner's unit was, and if they achieved orgasm via penetration.
That's very specific.
Yeah, like...
Okay.
Yeah. The Randy research, which displayed the juicy results of a cucumber diagram, found that 8-inch penises... 8-inch penises induced orgasms at a 44% success rate. Coming in second was 9 inches, nearly the height of a bowling pin. God damn! Who the fuck are these women? Are these women parking their cars in their vaginas or what? My God. So, was that my phone? Yep, I'm over here beeping.
Shame.
Turn that shit down. All right. Oh, my God.
But see, I don't even think size, at least at our age, is the biggest issue. And I really don't. And from women that posted in that post and that messaged me, they don't either. It's not the size, it's the excitement. Women want to know you're excited. They want to be able to tell that. It helps our self-esteem. If our person's not excited, or if we can't tell he's not excited because he's 3 inches, that messes with our head. We need to know he's excited. It's a thing. So.
Wow. I mean, I don't know. I 3 inches. Wow. Bad for somebody like that. Oh, my gosh. It says right here, however, don't feel bad if you're not blessed with such proportions, because pleasure causing potential plummets sharply with anything longer.
God forbid you hit a foot then. You know.
Oh, my God.
You don't want to hit a foot too much.
According to a sex experiment, both 11-inch whoppers and 4-inch willies help women climax at the same success rate, a mere 30% of the time. Whoa, so 11 and 3, but that's still not good. That's a low percentage.
I like the verbiage they're using. Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
The whopper and the willy. One wonders if the phallic findings hold true for Jonah Falcon, whose manhood is the world's largest at 13.5 inches.
See, I feel like that would be too much. Like, I don't need you to, like, taste inside of my belly button. That's a bit much.
That's like that. It's like my arm, man. God.
Yeah, no. Jonah.
Mm-hmm. All right, see, now we got to see what Jonah Falcon looks like. Prepare yourself.
I think this is the guy that has it, like, duct taped to his leg in the picture.
I did a podcast a while back with this one guy. He was called Vlad the Impaler.
Oh, my God.
God, that dude's unit was ginormous. Saurus.
So, and he's single?
He's Russian. He was super skinny.
Oh, no.
Like, he's skinnier than that beer can.
Nope.
Let's see if I type in Jonah Falcon penis and see what comes up.
It's probably not going to be good.
He is he's ugly as fuck, too. Oh, my God. Turn safe search off.
What was Ron Jeremy? Wasn't Ron Jeremy the biggest porn guy in the world? And he looked like a hot mess of cat poop? I mean...
Oh my God, that can't be. Is that him right there? Yeah, that's him. Okay, you ready? Here we go. It's a pretty shitty picture, though.
Okay, I'm not, and that is not 13 and a half.
And that's no. That's flaccid, though. That's no, like that's fucking no. Elephant troll.
You can't troll. Even see it. It's like disappearing in the abyss of his pubes.
Well,
as every picture he's...
God. Yeah, some of these aren't him, though.
See, now you're...
There's like a picture of him wearing some... Oh, they put an X on that picture. What the hell happened?
See, now you're just being creepy. Now you made it weird.
Well, I wanted to show you Jonah Falcon. I mean, my God.
No, it's weird.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Vlad the Impaler, I think, has got Jonah Falcon. This must be an old article. All right, skills just as important as size per the research. That's true. It's what's that saying?
Which is micro penis. Look at that.
Where right here, yeah. The study found that 3 inches, which is threshold for a micro penis, eight orgasm in a quarter women, while more than 1 in 10 with 1 inch will hit the spot.
What inch? What is that? Just a head in the hole?
Size doesn't matter. If you got 1 inch, man, it says you can still hit the spot.
That's an Audi belly button. That's not even.
No, it's like probably tip of your thumb.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so. I mean, I've got. You know, men can't help it though. That's the way they're born. Yeah, you know what? If every man could choose their penis size before they're born, everybody would be walking around with 8+ inches.
Taking a pin every day and just stretching that thing out. Every day, just rolling it out.
You could probably do like Indians do it, right? From Indians that live in India, right? They pierce the head and tie like a rock to it, and.
Why do you know that? Dang.
I've seen National Geographic. Why? Yeah, stuff's on TV, man. We were reading about micropenis aid, orgasm, blah, 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 blah. Not to mention that a large number of survey participants deemed girth to be crucial when it comes to experiencing rapture in the sack.
Again, the verbiage is awesome.
Rapture in the sack.
Yep.
There so the bigger around your hog is, the more it matters. So nonetheless, penis measuring research is not an exact science. These are averages, and there will always be exceptions, writes Big One. If he doesn't measure up, he can still deliver, and equally, if he's massive, he can still disappoint. True. See, it's the opposite from what I've heard. Like, most women say they don't want a really big one. Yeah, most women say they don't.
Most women are trying to make you feel better.
Okay, so if you're sleeping with a guy and you've never slept with him before, first time you met him, all right, he drops his pants and he's got a Jonah Falcon. What's your expression? He drops and it's 10+ inches.
Prayer.
Prayer that you don't get destroyed, right? So.
Prayer.
So here's another one.
So is it important to men? Is it important to men the size men, of our... Men, no,
we just want to get laid. We don't care. No, we just want somewhere to park it.
Do you guys care if it's an Arby's with all the meats or if it's a nice little happy little cave, a happy little tree?
So that just depends, like, what you want to do, you know.
Does it matter? Do guys care?
It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter.
Not at all. So you could be throwing a pebble down a cavern. You'd be good. Just
hygiene is important to me. Hygiene is like my pet peeve. You have to be clean, no smell, properly trimmed. You know.
She's a peeve.
What? That's not like asking too much. I wouldn't ask anything of her that I wouldn't do myself. Mm. It's a give and take. You know. This ain't one-sided, but what do we got here? 100 women sound off on the ultimate penis size question. The question of whether penis size really matters has long been argued among men, women, sexperts, and researchers. I want to be a sexpert. What the hell is a sexpert? So I know everything about sex.
Apparently.
Yeah, I wonder, you got to go to school for that, probably. Sexicology. Now, as men didn't have to worry about their penises enough, there is a new dick debate at play. We're talking the ultimate game of would you rather?
Girth? What is good girth, right?
Well, listen here. It goes, would you rather have a short, chubby penis or a long pencil dick, or put another way, which matters more, length or girth? Well, I think girth.
I wonder what's going on in this ad up here because it's all blacked out. Yeah, we don't know what's happening.
It says, what can I say? I need a real big dick. Oh, she's opening her mouth, like, doing something. Wow, this site. This is Men's Health, too. Okay. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Typically, when we talk about penis size, we tend to focus on length rather than thickness. And this is actually unfair to guys, says Aria, who's 35, who points out that girth and length provide two different but equally valuable feelings in the vaginal area. One is a sense of fullness, and the other is a sensation of going in and out, she told Men's Health. So which is preferable? What do you prefer? What's preferable?
I mean, as long as you don't have to prop me up with a pillow to reach me, I'm good. I'm good. you can just get them organically. I'm a happy camper.
Prop you up with a pillow. Okay. That's all right. So which is preferable to find out? Menshealth.com polled 100 women between the ages of 18 and 71. Whoa, getting to know those seniors out there and get busy, Grandma. Via SurveyMonkey, asking them all about penises and what matters most to each of them. The survey was sent out through various social media channels to include Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, et cetera, et cetera. Because some studies show that men who have sex with men, tend to have higher levels of anxiety about penis size. For the purposes of the survey, we limited our sample to women. Okay, why do homosexuals have more anxiety? I wonder.
Why do you think?
Why?
Because buttholes are tiny, and that mess hurts. Oh, I would think so. For a guy, it does. Just like, I mean, it's just.
It's a plumbing issue. They don't want to rip their issue. My gosh. Oh yeah, because this meat diet's got me feeling. Yeah, I know how.
Eat a chip. Eat just one chip.
All right, so it says we're going to be surprised. What is this? And the winner is
surprised.
So girth. Most women want girth, 70% to 18% length.
What are external factors? External. Ball size, squishiness, pubic length, can't be.
Do you really care what a guy's ball size is?
I've never seen one. I've never looked. I've never looked. I've never looked. Never. Okay. In my whole life, never. Who wants to look? Do y'all look?
Yeah.
Can you get down there and just like experience it? Like,
hold on. So if you don't look, that means you don't go down on men. Is that what you were saying here?
I do, but I don't like. I go down, eyes closed. Masquerade ball style. I'm not looking.
I just don't even know how to respond to that one.
I've got something you won't respond to. Guess what I've never done ever.
What's that?
I've never had a guy go down on me ever. Never. Never in my whole life. Never.
Wow. What are the factors? Why do you think that is so?
It's just gross, man.
You think it's gross?
I think it's gross.
So if a guy's going down there, that's why guys don't do it. You probably reject it.
Yep. No, they've tried. It's ended relationships. But no, it's a no-go.
Oh, yeah. It would definitely end a relationship for me. It's if you can't participate in oral sex both ways, I can't get with you.
Which is that's why just, for me, size is so important. Because that's all I got.
You ain't got it. The guy's got it. You're
but
trying to get it. But if you're telling him.
That's all I have for enjoyment. So.
But you're not letting the guy that you're in a relationship with enjoy what he wants to do, probably.
Ugh, no, that's gross. No. You pee out of there. Ew.
Guys pee out their dicks.
Yeah, but it comes out of your body. It's out of your body.
Okay, so it doesn't come out of your vagina?
Unless she's real hard up, it's not all hanging out of her body. It's not just like wind flapping down there, right?
What the hell?
No. No, it's just
talking about.
No.
Now it makes sense. Now I see. Yeah. So
I'm crazy about hygiene. And I just can't. Nope.
It makes sense. Now this is why you're gonna have a hard time finding a good guy. Because most men like going down on women.
No, they don't. No.
Yeah, they do.
Most men say they do. Why would anybody? It's like, I'm going to say I like black licorice because she likes it, but I'm really tall.
If you've made it this far listening to this, I need all the guys to chime in. How many of you guys like oral sex? Receiving and actually giving to oral sex? Comment on this post. Yes. comment on this podcast. God, it is not gross. It could be one of the most sexiest things ever if you just have to go with it. It's very sensual. It could be romantic.
It looks like angry oysters down there, man. It's just
Well, maybe yours does, but I've seen some that's beautiful. It's like rose petals.
No, you don't open those things up. It's like, no.
What?
No.
Mm-mm. Nobody's vagina sings when you open it up. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Beautiful. No.
Oh, my God, Jennifer. What the fuck? Okay, girth. Here we go. We're back on this. If you have a classic fatty.
Oh, my gosh.
Or what is known in some circles as a chode. What a name for a penis.
See, the verbiage in this article is amazing.
Yeah. Don't be bummed about it. According to our extremely scientific survey, extremely scientific, results, a whopping 70% of women prefer girth to length because it fills them up, right? That's what I said earlier. Mao, the guy's name is Mao, 36, puts it, what is length without adequate girth? Okay. In fact, only 18% of respondents said that length was most important to them. So if you're one of the 20% of men who worry they're too small, rest assumed. Is that? Oh, that's a short. I can't fucking see these glasses. you're probably fine. All right. So according to this.
Y'all aren't fine.
If your length is short and you have thickness, if you're a chode.
So are you like talking like you're like packing a sphere?
It's saying that women prefer the thickness, the girth, over the pencil dick, right?
Like a beanie weenie? Okay, valid.
No, I mean,
I'll give you that. Valid.
Vienna sausage, that's tough, man. Oh, my God, poor guy. Okay, but let's say I'm lacking in both the length and width departments. How much does that actually matter? Okay. Do you think that matters? If you're lacking in girth and
all over the place.
So do you think that matters if you're lacking in length and size? Like,
okay, so
if you're chodeless.
I think, and men are different than women, and again, this is coming from that post that I put, some women can have enjoyment off other things other than penetration, right? So it's not really going to matter that much, correct? Right? It's not going to matter that much. And that's the majority of women. They need...
What are these other things? Evidently, you don't know. Yeah, you can say it.
So, clitoral stimulation, being ate out, all those
things. How would you know, though? You don't like it being done
because
to you.
Reading these things.
So you're
most
reading it.
Most women prefer that stuff.
Yeah.
Most women need that to be able to have an orgasm, if they can't even have an orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
Most women cannot have an orgasm off penetration. I can, and it's awesome.
Off of penetration?
Yep.
Well, of course.
That's all I want. So I need that. For me, that's a necessity. If a woman doesn't need that and there's other things you can do, kudos to you. You know, you do you, boo-boo. But I need to be able to feel you in there without having to put props up or position my butt 3 feet in the air or whatever.
That's weird.
It happens. That's my life.
But you just said you read that most women prefer... But to have oral sex, given to them.
If you put a poll and say, hey, whatever, Susie, would you rather be eaten out or have regular intercourse? And most women would rather get eaten out because they can orgasm better that way. Not me. That does nothing for me. Nothing. I'm the complete opposite.
Oh, okay. Well,
so
I mean.
Different.
You are. You're very different, Jen. I can't believe you don't like that, because I'm telling you, most men, if you did a survey, most men would say, I love doing it.
But at least I'm honest about it.
Yeah, you are.
At least I'm
honest. I respect that.
And
I respect that.
If I'm cuddling with you in bed and you're my person and I can't feel you start to poke me in my butt, I'm disappointed.
The old spoon. Yeah,
I need to feel the pokey spoon. If there's nothing there, I'm disappointed. I want to be able to kind of... you know, rub up to that. And if there's nothing there, I'm sad.
Well, I think men are the complete opposite. Most men, if you won't give them oral sex, then it's probably out. It's probably checking out.
But I have no problem doing it. I just said there's...
But for your reasons of not having it done to you, the same thing is with guys.
No, because that's coming out of their body. It's coming out of their body. It's totally different. It's like licking your arm. Like, it's not going to bug me to lick your arm, but I'm not going to eat out your butthole because that's inside your body.
Really? So you wouldn't do that either?
No.
Oh, my God. You got all kinds of strikes. That? Oh, no. I know a few women.
Why does anyone think... Oh, this is fun. No, it's not fun.
Sex isn't fun. Sex is...
That's it.
You know what? To each their own. Everybody's got their own cup of tea, their own
bowl of Cheerios. Did you see the romantic... Did you see in The Notebook where they threw out rose petals and he licked her butthole? No, that doesn't happen. No.
I don't know. It's a new age, Jen. It's a new age. I mean, you find a girl that does that, man, you better keep her. Oh, my God.
Isn't that the same thing, though, on the dating apps? When you go on there and people are, and again, no, one of my best friends is, they're swingers, and I love them, and they're amazing people, not my jam. But now you go on all these sites, and they're, what, PNM or SNM, or there's all these acronyms, and I don't even know what half of them mean.
Hey, I'm not into all that stuff. See, that's where I draw the line, when you start putting on leather and getting the whips and stuff out of you.
Could you be, what is it, poly? I don't know the difference. Somebody's gonna have to tell me if they know.
Poly is like a family of people,
but then there's what is it, consciously unmonogamous, right? So there's a difference. What's the difference?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I'm not into that circle and not into that lifestyle, so I couldn't answer that.
But it's a big thing if you go on the dating sites now that people put it, and I'm like, I don't even know what that means.
I just know when I get on a dating app and I see a female with Adam's apple, left, boop, done.
That's completely different. Yeah. Yes. That's not poly. That's just Paul.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, some dating apps you have like women looking for a unicorn. Is a unicorn to female?
Is that a furry?
No. It's like a female that they want to have a threesome with. So you see a lot of that now on dating apps.
Yeah, a couple looks in unicorn.
Yeah. Okay. Couples are looking for single women to play around with, I guess. But I wouldn't know anything about that because I can't even get a fucking single woman to play around with me. My God. No, it's lies. But,
You could get one. You just don't want the ones you can get.
All right. So where were we at? We were talking about what if you're lacking both. As it turns out, the old saying is pretty much true. It's not the size of the boat that matters, but the motion of the ocean. Yeah,
goodness.
It's not about the size at all, Jen. It's about how you use your size to your advantage.
No, it's not.
All in the hips.
No. Grace said. No,
Grace 26.
Grace is lying on her face.
It's all in the hips. And I got new hips too, boy. Oh, man. Just wait. In fact, 12% of survey respondents said penis size didn't matter to them at all. Other studies have yielded similar results, with one UCLA and Cal State LA report finding that 84% of women are totally happy with their partner size. But are they really going to lie, and make their husband feel bad? Ultimately, the girth and length of a penis are less important than man's ability to listen to what feels good for his partner. Girth and size. You know what? That is true. Sometimes you have to, I guess I'm not a surfer, but, I guess when you're surfing, you feel the wave. You feel where you got to move before you fall off, right? It's the same thing with sex. You feel your woman. You feel her motion. You hear her voice. You hear her tone. You see where she's going with it. And you just keep on. You keep on. Until
she can't feel your penis, then how's she going to feel your wave?
I don't know. I've never had that problem. So you have to talk to one of your Vienna sausage guys. Put another way, if you have a gargantuan penis and you're flailing it around like Godzilla Unchained instead of paying attention to your partner's needs, she's not going to be impressed. Here's a little part. It says, I'm on the smaller side. How can I make up for it? Like they just said in that article, it's the motion in the ocean. You just have to know how to work it. But let's see what they said. We'll say it again. Clitoral stimulation, people. Okay, so The truth is that 75-80% of women cannot reach orgasm from penetrative sex alone. Sure, the feeling that comes with being penetrated can be enjoyable, but it rarely provides the big O.
See, so I'm unique.
Well, it says right here that most women can't achieve it.
Yes, I'm special.
It
makes me super, super special.
Well, most women I'm with, they achieve it by penetration. I mean, I'm serious.
I'm special. You're talented.
I don't know where they are getting these women for the survey from.
I mean, I don't know either.
God.
So I don't know what they're doing the whole time. Then are they on their phone? Are they watching TV? What's going on?
I don't know. Do they do this survey in an Amish fucking city? Amish town? But no, they're probably getting buck wild up in that place. So what does bring on the big O? Clitoral stimulation, of course, and that's the true regardless of whether you're packing a gherkin or a fire hose. A gherkin. Now I got to look up gherkin. What's a gherkin?
A gherkin's it's little teeny tiny adorable one. Like Pickle Rick as a baby.
Pickle Rick.
Little baby Pickle Rick.
Oh my God. There are some men who don't understand that majority of women orgasm from clitoral stimulation or a mix of clitoral stimulation and penetration. They think that using their penis like a jackhammer is best. They call that big dick energy or something. It doesn't work, especially for those who may not be as big as they would like.
So they're just bumping uglies. They're just grinding.
Just grind. They're scissoring, basically. Wow, that's
There's
terrible.
There's nothing going on there.
Yeah, so the results of our poll aside, at the end of the day, the length versus girth question largely comes down to personal preference. No one penis size is best. There is no penis hierarchy. For some, big and thick is ideal, but for others, it might not be.
Yeah, I call bullshit.
Emily Morse, sexologist and host of the Sex with Emily podcast. Whoa, we all get to have sex with Emily? Is that what's going on? I got to look up Emily.
What makes you a sexologist?
I don't know. I think
looking
I'm qualified.
A lot of dick? Because then I'm a fucking genius.
if it was like as much as you look at Pornhub, I would be a professor. I'd have
Pornhub
my PhD.
Great.
At the end of the day, if you don't know how to give her an orgasm, and especially if you don't even bother trying, the size of your member means next to nothing. Remember that satisfying sex has less to do with penis size and way more to do with everything surrounding actual penetration.
But they said actually penetration.
Actually penetration. Are you correct in my reading?
I am.
Oh, thank you.
I am.
So there you have it. I think that penis size doesn't matter according to these articles. It's all about making the woman orgasm, clitoral stimulation.
Because they're saying it doesn't matter, though, because for most women, 80%, it doesn't. But what about us 20% where it really matters? It really matters.
Well, like,
I mean, unless
these
20%
are
to a popsicle stick and stretch it out with duct tape, like, it matters.
That's not a popsicle stick. It's only, like, fucking 6 inches. Maybe shorter than that. I'm sorry for you, man. You've been with some small guys. My gosh. Vienna sausage queen over here. So to answer your poll on, not your poll, but your question on your group page, answer them now. Say, Professor Bird says penis size does not matter. It's all about the motion in the ocean and clitoral stimulation.
I'm going to have 160 people that disagree with you.
Well, that's because they're all lying. Everybody's lying in there. They're all just trying to get their little attention and shit. So, yeah. There you have it.
You're just jealous.
What am I jealous of?
That fuzzy-ass mic.
Well, I've got it, not you. So why would I be jealous of my own mic?
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know. Anything else going on, Jennifer?
Tell me your worst date story ever.
Man, I've told it so many times on this show. How about you tell me yours first? Because they've all heard mine.
Mine's kind of long.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay. I was living in Charleston. And if anyone's familiar with Charleston, there is a street in Charleston, South Carolina called Broad Street. which is a very expensive street of restaurants. I was a fitness trainer at the time, and so I was coming to this date in workout clothes, sweaty, gross, the whole thing.
Right quick, before you go on any further. For people watching and wondering what Jen's got on her hands and arms, she's not doing clitoral stimulation over there. She was painting, and she's got paint all over her. There you go. I just want to clear that up.
I paint like a boss, darn it.
All right.
But so we had been messaging back and forth, and in his messages on a very popular dating site, of course, he was very articulate, and he was very nice and all the things. And so he said he wanted to meet me for lunch downtown Charleston. I said, okay, that's fine, but just so you know, I'll be coming in my workout clothes. Can we meet somewhere casual? Yes, yes, blah, 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 blah. He gives me the address. I go down. I'm walking up. It is a very, very, very fancy French restaurant, which I didn't even know was open for lunch. So I go to the front door, and I think I might have the wrong place. I'm supposed to be having a date here. And the lady at the front desk literally saw, she says, oh, God. She said, I'm sorry. Are you closed? She said, no, we're not closed. But she said, I'm just going to tell you now, I'm sorry. I said, okay. She said, well, I think you're looking for a sitting outside on the side of the building. I said, okay. So she walks me out there. Even the tables on the outside of the building, white tablecloth, super fancy, the whole thing. Walk out. This guy is sitting at the table, obviously drunk. I mean, obviously wasted. He's tipping back in his chair. He's rocking back and forth. He's been golfing. He's got a golf hat on, like the crazy plaid pants, all that stuff. The second I come up, he gets up and says, oh my God, it's so nice to see you. And I've been waiting for you. And just very gregarious. I'm like, okay, this guy's wasted. Okay, well, I'm going to be nice while he's here because I'm here for lunch already. The girl comes out that had met me at the front, the hostess. She immediately comes out like 5 minutes later and just brings a tray full of stuff. 6 shot glasses of tequila and 2 beers. It's okay. I said, hey, are there more people coming to this restaurant? He said, oh no, I just had a long day and I want to make sure you had fun. Before she sits it down, he's taking shots off this tray. Like, okay, this is going to be good. Okay. So I sit down. He's taken 3 of the shots. He puts the rest on the table, chugs a beer, and then within the next 20 minutes, he puts his feet on the table, which he's got flip-flops on, by the way, starts cutting his toenails on the table on a white linen tablecloth downtown Charleston on Broad Street. They're just clipping and flipping off everywhere. The lady keeps coming out and bringing him more and more drinks, and she's getting embarrassed, and he gets belligerent. Finally, to the point where he leans back in his chair, and he falls off the chair onto the deck and hits his head on the back of the railing. So now the managers come out. He's bleeding outside of the back of his head. There's little shot glasses everywhere. And it's a complete shit show. And so they say, hey, can you look? He parked right there. Can you take him to his car? He's got to leave. We can't have him here. He's got to go. It's like, fuck, I really don't want to. She's like, he's not a bad person, but just can you just take him to his car? I said, fine. Okay. So Charleston is basically on a slant. Like, they were built on a swamp ground, and all the hills are on a slant. All the roads are on a slant. Mm-hmm. So walking him to the car, I'm walking down like this giant hill. He's got one arm on me, and he's just completely wasted. He keeps sniffing my hair. At one point, I think he chewed on it, and my hair is really short, so he's just kind of nubbing it. And it's really freaking awkward. I get this guy to his car, and he says, oh my God, yeah, look, you want to go home with me? I drive a blah, 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 blah. And it was some kind of sports car with a Lambo door. So I said, can I have your keys? I got to open it. He just keeps talking. He's talking. I go through his pocket. I get his key. I pop open his door. His door pops up. 2 prescription bottles of medication start rolling down the hill. Because we're on a hill. They just start rolling down the hill. I'm like, fuck. What if this guy's diabetic or he's got heart issues, right? I have to fucking go get his medication. So I drop him and he literally just drops. on a sidewalk leaning against the rail. I go get his medications, and they're the herpes, like something.
So he was flaming. He's got herpes.
Yes. Oh, okay. They were the herpes prescription medication. One was, and the other one was some kind of antibiotic. I said, okay, so I get these prescriptions, I get him up, I get him in his car, I put him in there, and he's still, no, I work for Hilton, and I can get you free rooms, and you've got to come back while I'm canning him his herpes prescriptions. He gets in the car, and then I leave, and the next day he texts me probably 10, 15 times, it was such a great time, did you have a great time? I had a great time, it was so much fun. So, yeah.
Did you have a good time?
I did not have a good time, but the best was chasing down herpes medication, going down Broad Street in the middle of the day. That was fucking awesome.
So how did he react to you finding the herpes medicine?
Nothing.
Just there like it was no, nothing, hey?
There was know? No nothing. There was no reaction at all.
Yeah, I'm hot, I'm flaming, no big deal. Oh, let's go shoot some pool.
Yep, still invited me back to his hotel room at the Hilton because he owned whatever. I'm like, well, okay, this is, and that wasn't even the worst. Like, dating is either you go through these things that are almost like, okay, Ashton Kutcher is gonna jump out anytime saying, now you're punked. Like, this is candid camera, this is a joke. Or they're a really decent person and you just don't mesh. I feel like there's no kind of, there's not really a sweet spot, which is kind of dating now. Either it's just a complete, just total shit show. There's no, it's just crazy. Or you just don't match. They're not a bad person, but you just don't, there's nothing.
Yeah. Well, I think there is like, there's a, you're not going out with them again, but you would like to be their friend. You know, I've come up with that a lot. Like my last few dates haven't been bad dates. It's just, you know, people that are cool, you know, and I would rather be their friend than be in a relationship with them, you know. But I haven't had a real bad date in a long time.
But do you think they feel the same way as you do?
Nope. I know they don't.
100%.
100%.
And so do you think it's healthy to have a friendship, or do you think it's healthy to let that go? Because they're always going to kind of harbor, oh, well, maybe Mike's going to decide tomorrow he wants to have more.
That is why I don't ghost. But I'm not as consistent with my texts or messages to them after the date.
You peter out then.
Peter out. No pun intended talking about penises and stuff. Peter out.
That's the same thing, right?
What, of just ghosting?
It's kind of the nonchalant, just.
Well, that's a two-way street. She could text me too. I haven't gotten messages from these women either, you know? So if it comes back to me, I can say, well, you know, you didn't message me either, so. It's 2023. Women can message just as good as guys.
But women want to be chased, right? We want to be chased.
Well, I'm not chasing anybody. I'm 47 years old, Jennifer Moore. I'm not chasing anybody. If a woman wants me, I got more respect for them if they tell me, you know. But be prepared for my reaction and my answer. It might not be what you want it to be. That's what I'm saying. And it's... But I respect the girl for telling me.
Well, I don't want to be chased. If a guy doesn't make an effort.
You want to be chased and you won't even let a guy go down on you. You are like asking a whole lot out of some guys, man.
Nope. Gross. Yeah. Nope. And the guy has to be weird. If he's not weird, we can't get along.
You would not be a lesbian. You'd make a terrible lesbian.
No. Some of my best friends are lesbians and they're beautiful people. But no. If I saw a vagina, I'd throw up.
You throw up every time you look at yours?
I don't look. Who looks? Do you look? Do you like put your head down there?
I don't have a vagina. I see my penis every day.
Because yours is hanging out. I would have to like put my head down and inspect. I don't inspect. I can bathe without inspecting.
Oh my gosh. You should inspect every day.
I'm just going to.
I don't know. Get a mirror. Like. What's going on down there? You tell me. Something. I can tell you what's not going on down there. Oral sex. Because you're keeping that shit locked down. But, yeah, I don't know, man. You got issues over there.
No issues.
No, my worst date. There's two, but I've told this one story before. I don't think I've told this one. This girl I was talking to, met on Facebook. Just sent her a random message. Boom, we connected. Hey, you want to go out? No, we were something about dancing. She had dancing on her profile, and I was like, "Hey, so you can country dance?" Yeah, I can country dance. I was like, "Oh, so can I? You know, I'm a good swing dancer and two step and all that stuff." Yeah, and I really am. I don't know why you're laughing. I can break it down. Thank you very much. But anyway, she goes, "Yeah, I can really dance." I was like, "Oh, cool. It's hard to find a good partner to swing dance and do two step with." And I was like, "Well, where's a country bar around Raleigh?" And you know, the two big ones had closed. City Limits had closed. What was the other one? Long Branch closed. Yeah. So the closest one was in Fayetteville. So we went to Fayetteville. Cadillac Ranch, I think, is the name of the place. Went there. She stepped all over my feet all night long. Could not two-step. And I'm sitting there thinking, wow, okay, no problem. She's still cute. So then she wants to go shoot pool. We go shoot pool. She hangs her jacket on a chair. And there's these two guys sitting behind us, and they had beer on the she had her beer on the table, and she did something with the pool stick and wasn't looking what she was doing, and just like whacked her jacket and in turn like knocked the chair down and knocked the guy's beer down and all over the dude. And I was like, and then she blamed it on me, and I was like, what the fuck, man.
So was he happy about it?
I mean, she was a cute girl, so that makes it all better. That makes it all better. Because I definitely wasn't letting her blame that shit on me. I was like, I didn't do that. That was you. You drunk, you know? And what's funny is when I picked her.
You should have taken the blame. Oh, my goodness.
No, because she was being batshit crazy. So I was like, what was funny is before the date, when I picked her up, she was already planning, like, for me going into her apartment when I dropped her off, because she had talked something. She mentioned something about me going up afterwards. But when we left Fayetteville, nobody spoke. Nobody spoke that whole drive back to Raleigh. Gosh. It was so awkward. I dropped her off, and I was like, girl, crazy.
It was that bad just because she spilled a beer?
It was, well, I mean, the fact, the way she was reacting to it, and it was, and then she lied about dancing. I was like, okay. Kind of a bad date.
I think you're a little picky. I feel like my date was way worse than your date.
I will not disagree with that. I am a lot picky. I don't like using that word. I'm selective because I won't settle, you know. I know my worth. I know my value. I know what I bring to the table, you know. I'm not like one of these guys that doesn't have shit, that lives with his parents and, you know. Yeah, I'm not. At 47 years old, I feel most men should be established and be at the end of their careers, ready to retire.
But how many men really are?
Probably not many.
Yeah. Not many.
Just some men make decisions in their younger days, and they have to deal with them. You know, I chose to be a father in my early days, so now I'm done with that and ready to live in my 40s. So, bam. There it is. Well, Jennifer, how was your experience on the show?
It was very fun.
Did you like it? I told you were going to come in here and have a good time, and you were all nervous, you know.
I'm always nervous.
And your button did not fly off and kill me while we were doing this.
I know. I'm proud of myself. There.
All right. We're going to wrap this up. Jennifer, thanks again for being on the show. This is Mike, and you are listening to T-Koy, Take Care of Yourself. Until next time, people, don't forget, like and subscribe. Get us wherever you get your podcasts, and go to Naughty Donkey YouTube channel. Subscribe, people. Please, please, please subscribe. Jennifer will come back on the show with a wet t-shirt on next time. Oh my God. Yes. Bye. We'll see you.